Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Now, they say the grass is always greener on the other side, but commentator Pat Priest of Athens, Georgia, prefers what's on her side of the fence.
My name was drawn at a raffle recently, and I learned I'd won a free month of tanning. As a teenager, I would have been thrilled, but now, in my 50s, I know better. I felt awkward turning it down, but then other people passed on it, too. We've learned to just say no to a cigarette, veal, and tanning. But meanwhile, day after day, I watched a neighbor lay out about a half acre of new sod. Sod. It looks pretty if you weed out thoughts of the water necessary to sustain it. Turf guzzles so much water that the city of Cary, North Carolina, is among a growing number of places offering buyback programs to homeowners who will rip it out. A half acre needs tens of thousands of gallons of water yearly. But the problems are more deeply rooted than simply conserving water. Perfect grass really is much like the perfect tan, which may look like a sign of robust health, but more often is evidence of damaging practices. The green, green grass of home is usually the result of pesticides and herbicides that kill creatures in nearby streams when stormwater flushes out the toxins. Fertilizers also damage aquatic environments, and the mining of phosphate rock for fertilizer has poisoned the water in places as far-flung as Idaho and Florida. And what would ancient cultures think, and those in the future for that matter, to see us walking around in circles mowing grass? The Environmental Protection Agency estimates that lawnmowers use 800 million gallons of gas each year, and the emissions cause 5% of the air pollution in the U.S. So, this year I decided to cover over my grass. A friend helped me lay down recycled paper lawn bags. We covered the paper with mulch made from invasive species such as privet and Russian olive. These layers will improve our hard clay soil. When it's cooler, I'll put in lots of native plants. They're like a big welcome sign for pollinators and other species whose habitat is disappearing. To undo my lawn yard by yard was as labor-intensive, initially, as my neighbor's sod laying. But I don't need to mow or use chemicals now that I'm finished. My yard doesn't look like a golf course, but it's a safe haven for my family, dogs, and wildlife. By undoing my lawn, I'm overturning convention and commonly held aesthetics to stave off the unraveling of the irreplaceable web of life on Earth.
Writer Pat Priest tends her brown lawn in Athens, Georgia. On the next Living on Earth, the United Kingdom wants more renewable energy, including tidal power. But a plan for a huge wall in a river mouth is making waves.
Put a barrage across like that, the barrage effectiveness will not be 100 years, it probably will only be 10 years. It will just be mind-boggling. It'll just silt the whole place up and turn the whole place into a vast bog.
Harnessing the River Severn, next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobed, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Srishkandaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Annie Glosser and Lisa Song. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. Our executive producer is Steve Kerwood. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.